B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The caretaker of a Pakistani house of worship unleashed his pet lion on an electrician who was trying to collect late payment.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Police said the electrician visited the house of worship multiple times because his wages were overdue and eventually got into a heated debate with the caretaker, who then used his pet lion to attack the man.
I'm going to go get my freaking lion.
Authorities said the victim did not initially file a police report because the caretaker promised to get him treatment and pay him compensation.
Listen, sorry about the whole lion thing.
A month passed and the caretaker received neither, so he decided to file a police report.
So was it an attack lion, or did the lion simply... The lion did act aggressively towards the guy?
He's a pet lion, and it just
launch into the room and start tearing at him?
I guess he was able to cause him to, or to, you know,
yeah,
command him to attack this guy. But
Simba, kill.
The details are sketchy on this because they didn't say how badly he was injured or what happened. The caretaker has since been arrested. Police did not say whether the man had a license to own a pet lion, or if the lion was still being cared for by the individual, or if it had been moved to a zoo. So we don't know much. A woman was killed as she was leaning out of a train window below an inadequate warning sign. Bethan Roper was hit in the head by a tree branch while on board a Great Western Railway service traveling at about 75 miles an hour. Trees along the route had not been inspected since 2009. Signs around the window were updated after her death. The investigation said Ms. Roper was returning to South Wales from Bath. She was with friends, and the investigating body said that it believed at least one other friend leaned out of the window before Ms. Roper did. Witnesses told investigators she had her head out of the window for a few seconds before falling back into the vestibule.
They said Mr. Roper, Jack, and Chrissy were inconsolable.
Despite the efforts of the other passengers, including some with medical training, she was pronounced dead at the station.
Stories like that. Sometimes you hear trains going in the opposing direction will behead people.
The doors of the London Paddington to Exeter service were fitted with an opening window to enable passengers to open the door at stations. And a warning sign above the drop light window met industry guidance but did not adequately convey the level of risk. Huh. Investigators claimed the use of the word caution suggested that leaning out the window could be done safely if care was taken. So that's terrible. A Minnesota Department of Corrections sergeant is accused of exchanging McDonald's food for some oral while he was driving a female inmate to jail last month.
So I'll give you a burger if you give me a Hummer.
Yeah, so Randy Allen Beeler was charged with third-degree criminal sexual conduct. He was taking the woman from one county jail to another.
Hey, can I have one of them French fries?
During the
please, all right. Please, no.
Yeah, they look awful good. I'm a big fan of the French fries.
During the transfer,
Beeler... Well, you know it wasn't Halle Berry sitting in the backseat.
Beeler told the woman that he was going to stop for food. She indicated that she would, quote, do anything for some food. And Beeler asked if
I'm loving it.
If that included coming up to the front seat and fooling around.
Fooling around.
Yeah, he made his first court appearance on Thursday. He's got another one coming up, so...
Well, aren't you a coy one?
Mm-hmm. A 23-year-old Louisville, Kentucky man is behind bars after police say he shot and killed his father with a crossbow and struck his sister in the head with a frying pan.
Yo. Oh, my God.
Whoa. And I don't have much on this. The manhunt for Gerald Beavers III began just after 1 p.m. when the police responded to a call from a home and found one man dead and the injured woman. Beavers was apprehended around 5 p.m. and they don't know the motive for the attack, but a crossbow and a frying pan were his weapons of choice. They have not yet said what charges may be brought against the young Beavers. That's what it says there. The young Beaver.
Nice Beaver.
No, not a nice Beaver.
All right, how about this guy? The ink didn't lie. Police arrested a 36-year-old Illinois man for giving officers a fake name despite the fact that he had his real name tattooed on his neck.
Wow. You got to remember you have those tattoos before you give a fake ID.
Yes. Matthew C. Bushman had a warrant out for his arrest when officers booked him on October 11th for obstructing justice. A police mugshot shows the Matty B tattoo across his throat. Police said that they were investigating a forgery when Bushman gave them the false name and date of birth in an attempt to dodge a warrant out for him, and he was booked into the county jail.
I've been seeing a lot more full throat, I guess the equivalent of what a sleeve is to the arm, full throat tattoos. And to me, it can't help but look like a turtleneck.
Yeah. Agreed.
Looks like a permanent turtleneck.
Yep, I agree. And I've never really liked the way turtlenecks look.
Yeah.
All right. One last story. I saved the best for last. Rats are up for adoption after authorities removed them from a van where they lived with their owner. This is wild. It started with just two pet rats, and it exploded to more than 300. And they all lived in a van with this woman.
Wow.
300 of them.
I really like McDonald's.
And it was parked near one of San Diego's toniest communities. The rodents clawed their way into upholstery, gnawed through the engine wiring. They hid in door panels, burrowed into the seats. One video shows several clustered on the dashboard.
Look, I think we got something here. Why don't we take this back to my van?
And they often skittered around outside of the van, parked near a convenience store. The rats in the van prompted concern, complaints, and finally calls to the San Diego Humane Society. Officials there were able to scoop up scores of rats from the vehicle, and now several of those rescued rodents are available for adoption. So they were clean and everything. They weren't, you know.
They were like lab rats.
They were like pet rats, and so they weren't wild or anything like that. And apparently she took pretty good care of them.
Okay, so she fed them and
yeah,
walked
exactly.
them?
Exactly. So
took them to rat shows?
It started when officers went to the van and spoke to the woman living inside. According to the officer, he said at first sight, the officer realized that right away the situation was significant. They could tell immediately.
Was there a smell?
It was a huge amount of rats. They were living out of the van, coming and going. The woman told Humane Society officer she was sorry that her pets had gotten out of control. She wanted help. She agreed to turn them over. He said the officer said she was feeding all of them and had water for all of them, and it didn't meet the standards of hoarding.
Rats 300 rats in a van doesn't constitute hoarding?
Because she was taken care of. Rats have lost lots and lots of babies. A healthy litter consists of about 10 to 12 rats. They multiply fast. Gestation usually runs for 4 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So it didn't take long for two rats to become hundreds. Officials spent a couple of days plucking as many rats as they could from the vehicle.
Tell you what, there's a lot of love in my rat van.
Tearing out the entire inside, finding rodents in every single crevice. They collected 320 of them.
I'm going to need another van.
And a GoFundMe page has been set up to help the woman living in the vehicle. As of Thursday, more than $4,700 have been raised for her. So, yeah.
Well, her heart was in the right place.
I guess.
You know, of course, she's completely deranged.
Yeah. But, so.
Rat Van could be a band name.
Rat Van. We are Rat Van! I want to thank Saint for opening up for us.
I knew it.
Saint's opening for Rat Van?
How did the show go this we'll talk about it later, right?
Yeah,
it's going
to
be a break.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. We had a really good time, so thanks to the Broken Goblin.
Well, Rat Van brings, I mean, a lot of big crowd.
Look, we were just a support
Rat Van.
Yeah. But I think we were happy that they gave us that opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A Bronx man is suing NBC Universal after he paid for an unlimited refill soda machine deal at one of the company's theme parks, only to discover he had to wait a whole 10 minutes between each pour.
Oh, my God.
So he's suing NBC Universal.
What the hell kind of world do we live in where you have to wait 10 minutes for your next glass of soda?
Louis Arnaud is angry over the false advertising, saying he learned while trying to quench his thirst that the refills were in fact limited to a measly total of only 6 per hour, according to the class action lawsuit.
Oh, my God.
I know. Arnaud said that he visited Universal's Island of Adventure in Orlando, and he bought a 16-ounce Coca-Cola Freestyle cup, which purported to come with unlimited refills all day for $16.99. The next day, he reactivated the cup at Universal's sister theme park, Volcano Bay, for $8.99. The cups come with a computer chip to show that you've paid for the bottomless deal, but Arnaud learned that they were also tracking how often users top off and are programmed to limit refills for every 10 minutes.
Was that stipulated in the original deal?
When he tried to quench his thirst and refill his cup again before that period was up, the machine flashed a message rejecting his request. It said, "Hi, you are not quite ready to fill up," it proclaimed, along with the number of minutes that he had to wait, according to photos of the failed attempt in his suit. His suit also includes ads for the freestyle deal at the park, which promotes unlimited refills with 100-plus drink choices, but doesn't appear to mention the limits. The move is a deceptive and unconscionable trade and business practice, the suit charges.
I'm going to own this park.
Yeah. So I guess the word unlimited refills
is the issue,
is what got him a little hot under the collar. So, but I mean,
my soda.
I mean, you can't just sit there and open the, you know,
open your mouth
flow
until you die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The venomous pus caterpillar.
Oh, yes. We've talked about these.
Venomous pus caterpillar appears to be back in Florida for its seasonal return. A Florida woman documented her scary and painful encounter on Facebook.
I'm back.
Brio Terry was in Dade City, Florida, said the post in the post that she leaned against a wooden fence and she felt her wrist start to burn after coming in contact with the pus caterpillar. Oh, Terry said, it felt like fire ants in that moment. I looked down and saw this fuzzy thing moving across the wood.
Hi.
She was checked out by an EMT, but symptoms increased later in the day, and her husband took her to the ER.
Looks like she was stung by a pus caterpillar.
She said, I was watching my son practice, and all of a sudden I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to pass out. And then came the pain in my chest, in my entire right arm, radiating from my wrist all throughout my arm and shoulder. The pain was so excruciating, I was hysterically crying in the hospital, pleading for the doctors and nurses to help me, and morphine didn't even touch the pain.
So that has to be staggering pain. Yeah. So that, does that, that has to go past, say, fire ants. Fire ants are painful,
yeah,
but I've never heard anyone call it that morphine couldn't counteract the pain.
A 2014 report by the National Geographic said the caterpillars are the most venomous of their kind in the U.S. and that their soft outer comb-over hides small, extremely toxic spines that stick in your skin. And Oteri warned others to be on the lookout for these painful creatures.
Just look for caterpillars with bad hair.
And lots of pus.
Yeah.
A Queensland council will replace a strategic bush outside its art center to hide the vulva on a sculpture called Birth of Venus following a complaint.
So they're doing a statue merkin?
Kind of, yeah. Well, they're just going to put it, they're going to stick it where it's covering up the,
Actual bush or a statue bush?
An actual bush.
Okay.
Lulu Drew lodged the complaint with the Moreton Bay Regional Council after she visited the Breeby Island Community Art Center and noticed the sandstone sculpture was showing private bits.
Yeah, you can clearly see your claim.
Ms. Drew said that she had visited the center with an elderly gentleman and they didn't know where to look. Ms.
Drew never want to leave.
Then contacted a former counselor who told her the statue was the same one that had previously been removed from a public park because of complaints in 2008. The sculpture created headlines after the mayor, Alan Sutherland, ordered it to be moved to a park. Mr. Sutherland said at the time it had been moved as it was it had been moved because it was offensive to women after vandals had painted the vulva pink.
Yeah, that's probably not good.
The sculpture, and by the way it is, she's laying on her side with her legs together, so you see it from the rear.
I got you.
See the fold.
And so they pinked it up, and that made a big issue. So so now they have the hedges are growing over it.
They're going to put the hedges in. Not now.
Won't that make it worse?
The sculpture, a three-part sandstone sculpture with a shell, Venus, and plaque, had been at the center for more than a decade following the Woorim incident, which is the other location it was in.
Why don't they turn it into a soda machine that dispenses unlimited soda on a special plan?
The sculpture had at one stage sat at the back of the art center before being relocated to the front 12 months ago, but it was only after a bush concealing the genitalia was removed that it became an issue again and prompted Miss Drew's complaint. The spokesman said a bush that was planted at the center was stolen and we're going to replace it. So that's how they're taking care of that. A fedora-wearing D-bag was caught on camera smashing holiday pumpkins on a Brooklyn stoop twice. And vigilante neighbors are teaming up to catch him. And this is according to Hubert Kaloff, whose stoop it was. He said, what bothers me is this is an adult. I can't believe it. This is an older-looking guy in a fedora. He comes up and just destroys this guy's pumpkin.
What's that lunacy?
And he's done it twice. It seems like more of like a kid vandal thing.
And even then, it's a dick move. But when you're an adult.
He first struck around 2 a.m. when he stumbled up to the porch and slammed the painted pumpkin into his front stairs. Surveillance footage shows the clumsy criminal trying three times to destroy the decoration, bouncing it unsuccessfully against the sidewalk before it finally busted open, and then he left. He returned to the home again on Wednesday, this time sporting a leather jacket and a fedora as he went to town on Califf's replacement pumpkin.
I'll show them.
But Califf refuses to have his Halloween spirit crushed. He said neighborhood sleuths, some working together through a community Facebook page, sent him a name and an address that would help lead him to the jerk. And although cops are searching for the man, Califf said that he plans to take matters into his own hand. He said, I think I'll be better off handling this guy than the police would. Without elaborating on what he planned to do, he said,
I'm going to kill him.
He said,
I'm going to shoot him in the back of the head.
He said, I don't really want to bother them with this little thing.
Don't you worry. I got it.
He's going to handle this, yes. And then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap it up. A woman was arrested after she made an unusual request. According to police, the woman was waving down one of their officers on Thursday night. She told the officer she had run out of gas, which she did. She needed a ride to her car. The officer gave the woman, Lynette Stewart, a ride, as well as a gas can. And just as a formality, he checked out the status of the vehicle, and it was stolen.
Oh my God.
She flagged down a cop to give her a ride to the car
she
stole.
I'm so sorry. My stolen vehicle ran out of gas. Could you help me?
Do you mind?
Yeah.
Stewart was arrested for...
I didn't know how much gas was in it because I stole it.
Vehicle theft and possession of methamphetamine and booked into the county jail.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.